We need to make sure the people responsible for these deaths don't slither out of accountability. I want to show you all this clip of Donald Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, being pressed in Texas regarding the dozens of confirmed deaths that resulted from the catastrophic flooding. Now, the flooding itself wasn't preventable, but we had infrastructure in place, like professional meteorologists and forecast offices that could coordinate to warn people and save lives. But Trump gutted that. Trump, Elon Musk, the people in his administration recklessly gutted that, gloated about it, and are now being silent. Trump forced Kristi Noem, you know, his Secretary of Homeland Security, to go out and do a press conference in Texas. And let me tell you, she is struggling to answer questions in any coherent way, because as she's giving this press conference, literally moments ago in Kerrville, Texas, we learned that more and more confirmed deaths are being counted. Right now, at least 32 dead in Central Texas in devastating flash floods. And this is absolutely tragic. I don't want to be immediately talking about politics, but this is inherently a political catastrophe because it was entirely preventable. In the middle of storm season, a lot of professionals began to warn about this exact thing. Read this. Quote, "Our worst nightmare is that weather forecast offices will be so understaffed that there will be needless loss of life," wrote five former NWS directors from both the Democratic and Republican administrations in an open letter on May 2nd, just 2 months back. In Houston, 44% of NWS positions are vacant. That is in Houston, Texas. This article excerpt reads, Fort Worth, "With hurricane season underway and an above-normal activity forecast, some National Weather Service offices like Houston, where as many as 44% of positions are vacant, are operating with staff shortages, prompting concerns about their capacity to monitor future storms. The shortages stem from federal cuts that slashed roughly 10% of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's workforce and triggered a wave of early retirements. The Trump admin was warned repeatedly, and they continued to play with fire because they didn't care. Now, the death toll in Texas stands at 32 people, 18 adults, and 14 children. I want to play you all this clip of Kristi Noem, but I have to add the context that 4 days ago, she was gloating that FEMA funds were being rerouted to Alligator Alcatraz, which is the absolute sick and twisted new migrant detention center in Florida, where Trump is floating the idea, he's executing on the idea of having alligators surrounding a migrant detention center so people can't escape. Secretary Kristi Noem said 4 days ago, "Alligator Alcatraz will be funded largely by FEMA's Shelter and Services Program." Oh, wow. So you're rerouting FEMA funds to do this Alligator Alcatraz weird stunt. And now, when you're pressed on it in a press conference, you have no answer. I want you to listen closely to this. I'll turn up the volume in the editing so everybody can hear well.
I live in Kerrville. Why was the National Weather Service not pinging their phones 4-7 o'clock, day of 4th of July.
Can I just point out, this guy starts it off by saying, "I live in Kerrville." So this is not a national reporter that flew in. This is a local who lives in the area and is wondering, why did you fail us? That adds a lot of context to the question. So I'm just going to play it again.
I live in Kerrville. Why was the National Weather Service not pinging their phones 4-7 o'clock, day of 4th of July? The federal people can answer that maybe for us. I got an update at 7 o'clock, first one I heard, and I've heard updates throughout the week, but not before 7 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't that a fundamental failure of the federal government's responsibility to keep us safe?
Well, you know, my background is before I was in the secretary position here under the Trump administration, I was governor of South Dakota and served in Congress for 8 years before I was governor. And so I will tell you that for decades, for years, everybody knows that the weather is extremely difficult to predict, but also that the National Weather Service over the years at times has done well. And at times we have all wanted more time and more warning and more alerts and more notification. That is something, and one of the reasons that when President Trump took office that he said he wanted to fix and is currently upgrading the technology, and the National Weather Service has...
Okay, pause. Sorry, I cannot let these lies go unchecked. I'll continue playing it. But as Dan Coe points out on Twitter, the National Weather Service is under the NOAA. Trump proposed cutting 25% of the NOAA budget, including labs that support the NWS. Trump lost 600 NWS officials due to layoffs and retirements. Quite the upgrade, meaning it's not an upgrade. She's entirely lying through her teeth.
Has indicated that with that and NOAA that we needed to renew this ancient system that has been left in place with the federal government for many, many years, and that is the reforms that are ongoing there. The timeline that I have, I don't oversee the National Weather Service. That's not under my department, but the timeline that I did receive from them was that the notifications started to look at its expansion for its limited flood impacts area that started on July 3rd at 1:18 p.m.
Can I just point out the lies very quickly? We have a newsletter that is written, run by a bunch of Gen Zers. Make sure you subscribe to it. Top link in the description. We wrote an article. We were one of the first to it. It says, breaking, 27 dead after Trump cuts blindside Texas. And here's what I wrote. Texas officials just held an intense press conference confirming that at least 27 people are dead and dozens more are missing due to the ongoing catastrophic flooding in the state. You can't prevent natural disasters. What you can do is create mechanisms and infrastructure that minimize the deaths. Texas officials immediately cited the rapid and reckless cuts to the NWS. This is not a figment of the liberal imagination. Texas officials directly cited Donald Trump's cuts. For an administration that is supposedly full of quote-unquote businessmen, they have shown a repeated inability to understand the return on investment that preventative infrastructure provides. Only someone with an infantile view of the world would look at the roughly $58 billion it takes to fund USAID as saved money after the agency was shuttered, ignoring the hundreds of billions lost to preventable disease outbreaks, economic disruption, and mass displacement. That's not savings. That's lighting the future on fire and calling it efficient. In the same vein, it may temporarily please Republican donors to see the National Weather Service cut to make room for more tax cuts, but at what cost? How many people will have to be buried before this admin stops this deliberate assault on public safety? You wrote that in the Substack. Make sure you go subscribe there. Subscribe below. But to continue with Kristi Noem.
The flood watch was issued. Although it was moderate, it wasn't to the extremes that it was, that when the system came over the area that it stalled, it was much more water, much like I think we experienced during Harvey, the same type of system that was unpredictable in the way that it reacted and the way that it stopped right here. And
what a weird, terrible non-answer. Awful answer. This isn't just incompetence. It's direct sabotage. And then after that, Donald Trump sends Kristi Noem out to face the press and answer for their sabotaging of the National Weather Service. And it's a train wreck. Her answer about them not receiving notifications, life-saving notifications, was a rambling excuse about ancient systems and promises to upgrade technology, despite the fact that her boss is the one slashing the funding and firing the experts who could have actually prevented this. Not the flooding itself, but the deaths. So let's get something straight. The NWS did issue a flood watch the afternoon before, but with fewer staff and degraded equipment and slashed research budgets, the system couldn't keep up with the fast-moving, high-impact event, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing now. Here's another clip of Kristi Noem talking about Trump.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today, and I want to thank Governor Abbott for his leadership, and know that President Trump is absolutely heartbroken by what has happened here in Texas.
And I can guarantee he's not. He's barely said anything. He's scrambling to clean up. Here's him today. He doesn't sound heartbroken.
Oh, that's terrible. The floods. It's shocking. They don't know the answer yet as to how many people, but it looks like some young people have died.
Federal aid for them?
Oh, yeah. We'll take care of them. We're working with the governor. We're working with the governor. It's a terrible thing.
He seems like he really, really is heartbroken about it. He can barely even speak, and he's going to work with the governor. I mean, if this happened in a blue state, I couldn't even imagine. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. There's a good chance I'm live streaming while you're listening to this right now. If not, then you can catch up on the live streams with the live stream tab on my channel. Hit the notification bell below to never miss a live stream. See you all later. Peace out.